Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 7/23/2021, and I'm going to tell you what. We progress every day now, just a little bit more at a time, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more, and we're getting real close to something that's going to pop. Something that's going to pop, and when it comes, it's going to pop on you like you cannot believe. So I'm going to tell you one time, I'm going to tell you straight right now. For 17 plus years, I was recruited by Archangel Michael to fight against the enemies of Lord Jesus on his behalf, and also secondarily to warn the remnant of what's to come and how to prepare. For 17 years, I have exhorted, I've admonished, I have explained, I've tried to help, I've tried to do this, that, and the other. Now the time is coming where it may not be any more time left. I don't know that exactly, but you can feel it in your spirit. You can feel it. Something is getting ready to pop, and that's all there is to it. And that way you have to understand and know, and what you're seeing is that, quite frankly, this might be one of the few last times to go out on the weekend or tonight or tomorrow to get some of the stuff you need. But don't panic, just go get it. Get what you can. If you're not able to get anything, then pray to the Lord Jesus that he will put you in touch with somebody in your family or somebody in your neighborhood or your prayer group or your Uncle Seymour or your Grandpa Joe or whoever, that maybe that you can exchange some of your guard duty time in the near future for some of their food, okay? But the fact is, if you can, and you can do nothing else but, then go out and get an extra 2 cans or 3 cans. If you got 4 people in your family, then start like that. Get 4 cans of chunky or Progresso soup, meat, vegetables, potatoes, whatever you got in there with the gravy already in. You don't want to have to add water, because then that takes rid of your water. You get that. That's 4 cans. That's 1 ration per day per person. Because you could eat a half a can of soup. That would be a ration, one meal, another half a can at another, or you could just eat it one at one time, maybe put in some dandelion greens, all right, put a little dressing on them or something, or vinegar and oil, or to get you some kind of bread or whatever you might have, or crackers or whatever you got at hand. But I'm telling you, that's one day's ration. Now, if you can get more than that, then get more than that. If you got a lot of money and you got ability to do so, then you ought to be going down and stocking up. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something to watch out for. You saw yesterday all of the websites down. What was down? UPS, FedEx, Delta Airlines, all these different people that transport stuff. All the different transports of what? Oh, I ordered ammo. Oh, I ordered food. Oh, I ordered new underwear. Oh, I ordered socks, you know, from Amazon or this or that and the other one. All right? And if it don't show up because the UPS don't take it, or the truck doesn't go, or the train doesn't go and take it to the Amazon warehouse or the other warehouse or whatever, then you ain't going to get it. So you better go out and start to look locally right now, tonight, tomorrow, get out of here after the show and go get you something, all right? Go to your grocery store. Don't try to save 3 cents on this one or a quarter on that one. Just go and buy what you can. And okay, if you can go to, like, if you got a big box, like Cabela's or Bass Pro or a Shields or a Gander Mountain or whatever it might be, okay? REI, whatever it is you got in your area, okay? Go out there and see if they got any long-term storage food on the hook in the camping areas. Go to that camping area and really look real close about all the different stuff that's there and pick up some of the things you might need, all right? Some of the things you might need. because, quite frankly, there's going to be coming a time where we're going to need it. If you have never read One Second After by William R. Forstian, Forge Books, if you can get a hold of that book, get a hold of it and start reading it tonight or tomorrow. If you have never read, you know, James Wesley Hall's book, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, or other such books such as that, then you'd better get an idea of what's getting ready to happen, something that will tweak your mind, your brain, to get you to understand exactly what it's going to be, and then to get you thinking along the right lines. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people out there that got 150 guns and, you know, ammo, but they ain't got no food. There's people out there got a lot of food, but they ain't got a 12-gauge pump even to protect it, all right? And then you think, well, I'm going to go to my church. I've got a big church and all that stuff. Well, guess what they're going to do there at the big old churches? They're going to put the razor wire right around those big outside green grounds, and all the clergy response team is going to turn you on over into ride herd on their recalcitrant Christians, you know, who don't like this or that, you know. That means those Christians that actually believe in what the Lord Jesus said and what our Father in Heaven teaches us, and it's what's in the Bible. If you believe any of that, then probably your church is not going to like you, and the clergy response team going to turn you over to the, I don't know, the UN, the Red Chinese, the Department of Human Sacrifice, the whatever it is, the CDC, Jam Cops, Little Lord Bouncy Roy's, Little Pink Jackstrap, you know, jab you in the arm people. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what. I've warned you 17 years, and that's a good long while, and I'm going to keep warning you as long as I can, and I'm going to keep trying to help you, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to wake you up, trying to get you aware of what might be coming down, and that there is more urgency to it. I kind of think and feel. I saw people, a lot of people setting all the stuff from Matt Turner, the Marine Corps, retired Marine, not retired, but because they're never retired and they're never former. But the Marine Corps, the older gentleman saying that he's hearing from his friends and stuff in the military that the officer corps is being told by upper-level officers that they had better go out and prepare their family and their homes and get their homes in order. Well, they ought to have been doing that anyway, but you see, they don't know and tell you exactly what's getting ready to go down. But some things get ready to go down, and I kind of think when you see Russia shooting off one of their S-500s to, you know, give the idea that they're ready to take out anything the U.S. sends their way, or the Chinese, or whoever would send it their way, or the Brits, okay, or the South Koreans, or whoever it might be, or the Japanese. See, the Japs got some nukes they don't tell you about. They got stuff that's good, and that if they were against with the U.S. against Taiwan, they would have some formidable stuff, okay? And high-tech stuff. And the fact is, nobody can get chips. The Chinese are providing the chips. You got the President of the United States. You got Red China Joe. Red China Joe's kids getting ready to sell his artwork for him. Blows his spitter, his nostril juice through a straw onto a thing with ink. He's going to sell them for $500,000 a pop, $75,000 to $500,000. Of course, you know, he's going to meet with all the people at the gallery, but he's not going to know who bought the item. Bull crap! Maybe Bull Durham should investigate that. Oh, I tell you, old Bull Durham is sure busy now, you know. And that piece of crap, the guy with the goo-goo glasses, who used to be the attorney general that I told you about, Mr. CIA, Mr. CIA. And now you got the CIA at the top slots, you got the DIA, you got Austin, you got General Milly Willy, you got Gilday, and all of these people are sucking wind, and they're ready to give it over to the Red Chinese for the pension fund, I guarantee you. And you got all of the people, the the good people still in the military that are at the that are line officers and command people, down into the, you know, non-coms, into the master chiefs and the diamond sergeants and the top kicks and loadmasters and all the different stuff, and old Gunny out there. And I remember talking to Gunny in Atlanta, Georgia, one time years ago. And I remember two things about that. It was prior to the Olympics back then. And I remember that the Rockefeller crowd, them Rockefeller's people, were all there, only they were there under assumed names and stuff. And I remember, and a lot of people listen this long time, it was like at 1999, party like it's 1999. It was the millennium changeover at the time, and I was sitting in the, well, I was in the Hilton Peachtree, okay? And I remember talking to this guy, and I was talking to the bartender about something, and the guy says, and this guy was a real high-end, sort of swarthier Spanish-looking guy, but real high-end with a European accent and all that kind of stuff. And he says, oh, you should be. I said, are you with the Rockefeller? Well, yes, I'm chief of security for Dave Rockefeller. I said, well, you know what? I got a message for you to take back to him. I said, if you try to come across the Mississippi River and go west of that with your UN troops and all your people to try to take the guns and to imprison people and to go into the tyranny, then I'm going to tell you what. We're going to put them all to sleep. We're going to send them down. We're going to throw them into perdition. So you go back and tell them that, okay? So I remember all of that. And I'll tell you what, then later that night I talked to a gunnery sergeant who was there. Oh, supposedly learning new recipes for the KP duty for Chow. But no, they were watching it was the week right before the Olympics. They were watching all the cameras, which they just set up in all of downtown Atlanta and all up and down the line of Atlanta and all the suburbs. Still there, and even more so now. Okay? But Gunny told me, and he was African American. He had a white officer. The white officer was trying to get Gunny to leave and to go back. You know, we got to go back. He said, no, I said, I'm going to stay here for a while. And I said, what's the matter with your chicken ship, you know, captain there? Well, he didn't kind of like what you was saying, and he, you know, about how they're the New World Order. I said, well, they are. He said, yes, they are, man. He says, they are going to do a race war in the future? And he's not the only person that told me that back in the 90s. This was a high-level person in the Marine Corps, an African-American top, you know, a guy who was a gunnery sergeant. He was really had a lot of hash marks. And he was saying, yeah, they're going to come for the guns. They're going to come and try to take the Americans' guns. And it's going to be bullcrap. And they'll use whatever means or method or whatever raison d'etre, whatever reason of the day. All right? And, you know, I also talked to, in and out about that same time period, I knew somebody who was a SEAL. I saw these two SEALs. One I knew because he was, let's say, associated with, say, somebody that I worked for as a family member, married to that person. And I said to this these guys, and they actually come up, and they were still on the go pills. You know what I mean? They were still on the go pills. They were hopped up, and I was talking to them about this, that, and the other. And I said, well, what do you think is going to happen to you? Well, hell, man, there's going to be a race war. They've been telling that to us for the last couple of years. That was the 90s. So now they're going to have it done. They got the race war going on. They got the communists. You got Red China Joe, sons of $1.45 billion from the Red Chinese. From the Red Chinese. And you think that we're going to really fight them, or do you think he's going to let them come on in? I tell you what, maybe some of the guys in the Navy will fight if they got any missiles. If they got any missiles, or if they got AM gas for the aircraft, or if they've got anything, you know, if the Aegis systems work, or you know what, maybe one Russian MiG flies over, or one Chinese special plane flies over and just turns off all of the Aegis and turns off all the power. Okay? Just like the Donald Cook had it happen to in the vaccine, just like others did. And like the big crashes in 2017, where they got wrecked and all the stuff, and they got their navigation screwed with, and all the things. All of that was done with the special electromagnetic stuff and the satellites and all the stuff, just laying waste to electronic weaponry. All right, to the American carrier groups and to the Aegis, Arleigh-Burke class destroyers and all that stuff back in that era. It hadn't been improved since then. And now the actual Navy is in they're woke. You know, you got a woke Navy, and you got a few still good people. You got a few still good people who are hard blue water and brown water Navy, who have got some sense and who can still fire a gun or navigate a narrow straits keep hopefully an air cap up over a carrier group. But I'm going to tell you what, the United States Navy would do well to try to bring back people like Boom Boom McCarthy and people such as that, okay? And only certain people would know who that is. Boom Boom McLaughlin. He used to be an aide to Kennedy before they removed him, put somebody else on there, and that was before Kennedy was killed. Because they knew if Boom Boom was there, Boom Boom would have drilled the first son of a buck that tried to come after Kennedy, or he would have insisted that that top would have been put on to that Lincoln, okay? So Boom Boom McLaughlin was a boat driver, all right? And then others like him, who could sail it right up in there, and they went in the middle of the night into Haiphong Harbor with a crew that had beer removed from them by the Edgewood Arsenal boys with some kind of secret drug they gave everybody, all right? Removed beer from the brain, okay? And they sailed into Haiphong Harbor, and they said, by George, if they're going to go in there, and they going in to pick up some SEALs who were in there and couldn't get out, who had done some sabo or were getting ready to do it, and they went in there in the middle of the night, and they basically went in and picked them up, and everybody else was scared to death. Well, that was Boom Boom McLaughlin and his crew. Tough people, excellent people. And they went and picked up the SEALs out of Haiphong Harbor in the middle of the night. A U.S. Navy vessel, not a little tugboat or a little, scutter bug, a little rubber ducky. We're talking about an intelligence type ship, okay? But with the 5-inch guns and quad 50s and a whole lot of other stuff on it. And I'm going to tell you what, they also had some stuff on there, and that if they would have got caught, and it wouldn't have made any doggone difference, whatever the President of the United States said, if they'd have gotten lit up and were in the deal or in the tank, they would have lit up the dadgum Hanoi with or Haiphong, or they would have lit it all up with an ASRock. They'd have put an ASRock on their back. And that was when a line commander in the Navy or in the Marine Corps or the Army or wherever could make a decision in the battlefield based on what's going on to take it to the enemy. Now you might have to, get the signal from, we're in a submarine. We cannot launch as part of the triad. We can't launch until we get the message from Zhou Beijing. Uh-oh. And Joe says, oh, no, don't launch on China. Oh, no, don't launch on Russia. We got some deals where Hunter's going to get paid. I tell you, it makes you sick, this crap does, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to tell you what. If they're telling certain people in the officer corps to get your house in order, then why don't they tell the rank and file? The reason they don't tell the rank and file is the rank and file is liable to go up and jerk out the Joint Chiefs of Staff and say, let's put a Master Chief up there. Let's put a top sergeant up there. Let's put old Gunny up there on the hill or up there on the pentagram and let him run it. Let somebody with some guts, let somebody with some understanding of what war is going to be about. Because I'm going to tell you what, the way I see it, we're going to possibly take a clipping like you cannot believe. You think our military is strong, they're weak. We ain't got enough ships to even float in the South China Sea, let alone in the Persian Gulf there and to surround the United States to protect our assets. And when we had to send the F-22s out of Alaska to the Far East, well, who's going to intercept the Russian blackjack bombers? Who's going to intercept their stuff, huh? So this could be war. Or it could be, oh, by Jing just says, we're coming for the guns right now. It's a COVID-19 gun grab. Oh, yeah. And then the Chinese, the United Nations, we're going to help them. And, oh, by the way, we gave the Norfolk Joint Base to NATO. Right? NATO's going to help us. General Milley, old Pinky Milley, said, oh, well, that'll help to prevent the major power war. No, it won't. You guys are weak. You guys are a piece of crap. You guys are commie, Luciferian communists, following the game down the line for your cash and all of your crap, and you're going to sell this country in. Well, I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, while you're out there, if you got the money, get your boot, but also get some firearms and ammunition. And you better sharpen your K-bars and sharpen your machetes and sharpen your katana swords and load your magazines. If you got 10, 12, 24, 36 mags all ready to go, you got you a spider hole, and when they come for you, then you let them have it. Then you wade into them, or you go around their corner. You go around their corner, get behind their lines, and make it tough, block by block, whether it's the Red Chinese, the UN, or the Hootenanny crew. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't going to make any difference. They're going to come for your family. They're going to come for your home. They're going to come to grab your food and all the stuff you stored. They don't want you to do anything. They want you to go to the camps. They want you to die on behalf of their little G-God, Lucifer, the light bringer, and they want you to die. And they're going to come. And you remember I told you that somebody overheard the Canadian general years ago say, those stupid Americans, we're going to come to the door when it's their martial law. And we're going to come for their guns. And the first person asks a question, it's going to be pop, pop, right in the head, drop them dead, grab their family, grab all their stuff, put them on the tracks, take them to where we want to do anything we want with them, we'll do it. And then we'll have their house, we'll have their bank account, we'll have their food, we'll have their automobiles, we'll have their stereos. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, woe to them to call good evil and evil good. Because there are people out here in the United States, that's little U, big S, all right? There's people out here in America that are done tired of all this crap and are ready to counterpunch. They're in the Minuteman position, and as the boots are by the door, the guns are loaded and the magazines are loaded and the knives are sharpened and the sidearms are loaded and the extra mags of those are there and all of the stuff. And you got the body armor, the helmets, you got the night vision, and I'm going to tell you what, the Patriots own the night too. The Patriots own the night too. You want to come in with your helicopters and all that? Well, you better have them come in. But I'll tell you what, Chinese helicopter or whatever's going to fall out of the sky. You know what I'm saying? Or if you land the stuff and you come block by block, you're going to do cold on and a search, as you said in your declaration of martial law and the document right here. Let me read the darn thing. Domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law. George W. Bush signed it, and that was, October 2008, I believe, yes. And cool down and search. Well, let me tell you something. You make it rough every single house for them to cool down and search. And just like old Solzhenitsyn said, I've been reading this to you for 17 years, too. And how we burn in the camps later. Thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests. As for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The Organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, but even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And you see, even Harry Truman knew, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, there's only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Well, now, that's starting to happen in the United States. And now they're going to lock it down again, going to mask you up for the kids again. They're going to try to get you the third vaccine, the Bart vaccine, the Pfizer. U.S. buys another $200 million. Pfizer vaccines at a high price. Oh, yes. And now we're protecting the Afghans from the incursion by the Taliban, but we ain't got nothing protecting American citizens. You got millions coming in through the southern border, and they're not getting their pictures taken like the people in Cincinnati did by the local cops going up 2-3 feet in front of the face and get the close-up for it. Hell yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what, all that crap's going to stop. And I'm going to tell you, at some point in time, I'll tell you, I heard this one time back in the 80s, as a matter of fact. I heard it in the 80s. So, you know, that's just satire now, but the 80s were, oh, yeah. But I heard that you want to stop the drug trade, you want to stop all the bullcrap of the New World Order, then hang a New York banker or a London banker, okay? Because they were the loose for the light bringer. They're tied in to the fascist, through the fascist oligarchy crap with the government now. So I don't know, man. I don't know what everybody's mind and saying is, but there's going to be one drawn here before too long. If you don't have your kids, if you got stuff for your kids, I got the backpacks with the bulletproof stuff in the backpack, the Kevlar backpacks, you ought to get them some. And you ought to get them, if you can, out of every public school, and you ought to tell them that you're taking them out because they're full of crap and they're going to go down this road, okay? And I will say this to you as well. The time, you know, is about done. It's about done. I talked about a quail. We're both talking about, hey, man, this could happen in any minute. Could happen in any minute. You can hear it whoosh, and there it is, and there's a hypersonic missile. Within less than 5 minutes from somewhere around the world, Russian, Chinese, whoever sent it, doesn't make any difference. And then kaboom, there goes the 2-3 carrier groups. Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. And I hope it don't happen, but I'm going to tell you, it looks more and more like it, and it looks like we might have what's always been the possibility with the Red Chinese. After all, they do control Hutchinson Whampoa controls the Panama Canal. Now they can do one of two things. They can bring their stuff through, and they can blow the canal. Or they can control the canal. We might be able to blow the canal, but then we can't get around through the Isthmus of Panama quick. You see, we got to go around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So all of this stuff adds up to not being able to get too much. There's another good series of books. I don't know if they're even still available out there, but I sure read them, almost every single one of them. And let's see, what the heck was the name of that? Oh, here it is. William Johnstone. It was the Out of the Ashes series. The Out of the Ashes series. William W. Johnstone. And it was just incredible. There were over 10 million books of those in print and sold. And here's a quote from the back from Ben Rains. Tyranny has drawn the battle lines. Destiny has chosen the killing ground. And liberty's only hope rests in the well-oiled guns of the last free man on earth, the warriors of the southern United States of America. That's what Ben Rains had to say. Now, but at the same time, let's read on down on the back cover here. Ben Rains' command of the southern United States of America have defeated all comers. And they had black people in those groups and all that. It wasn't just white and carved out a stronghold in the southwest desert. But now, two powerful forces are crashing in against the rebels from the north and south, a cataclysmic war on two fronts. The glorified thugs of the New World Order have seized Mexico City, and Bruno Bottinger's mercenary army has joined forces with the Nicaraguan and Honduran troops. A former Sandinista paraloco. Meanwhile, the U.S. President, Claire Osterman, who they anticipated that Hillary Clinton would be in, is attacking by land and air from the north. But Ben Rains has no choice but to strike back with everything he's got in a firestorm of bullets, bombs, and a new generation of horrifying tactical weapons. One small army must stand against two enemies, and the odds are just about even. That's Warriors from the Ashes. That's one of them. That's just one of the books. Incredible stuff. You learn quite a lot in there. And it's quite interesting. It's been out, but I don't know if they still have them on the bookshelf list or any of that. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, maybe it's just time to take the knee, you know, like all of our athletes are doing. We just take the knee, bend the knee. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Every knee is going to bow to Lord Jesus in the end. That's when the knee gets bowed, the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you. Oh, now here we go. Military policeman, or military translator, 30 years of age, who helped U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, has just been beheaded. Okay. Okay, let's see. All right, well, anyway, oh, well, listen, I guess you, this is from somebody in Arizona. Apparently they've gotten some gentle rain, okay? And that's kind of interesting. I'm glad you did. I'll have to get back to you on that question you had for me about where it is. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, if you need to do anything but understand, go to stevequayle.com and read down the stories of the day. All right? You can do that, read that. You can read a few more. You can look at the Health Ranger stuff on Brighteon. You can look at any stuff coming out of Hal Turner's show. That a lot of good information coming out. You can listen, whatever it is you do. I've been telling you for 17 years. Brother Quayle's been telling you for 26. And I'm still going to say right now, water purification and water storage, food. As much as you can get, but you got to manage it and do it in a rotating basis because we don't have the big budgets. We had the budgets that old Joe Biden has got, you know, when old Hunter sells a $500,000 ink blot, snot rag piece of ink on a piece of paper that he makes in his pool house that he's running for probably $20,000 a month on the property. On Venice Beach somewhere. Well, anyway, we don't have that. So you got to go water purification, food, firearm, ammunition, NBC gear, and medical gear, you know, medical supplies, you know, the quick clot stuff, the bandages, the, you got to get into the NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical. You need a high quality, military-grade mask with a couple filters for each person. If you got dogs, there are pens. There are pens that have a positive pressure system that you can put the dog or the cat or the minor bird or whatever you got in it and save them, and you need to buy food for them. And then the Lord Jesus is telling you, you better have lamps and lamp oil. And like the Nut House came in last night and said, and God bless the Nut House, I'm glad you sent me an email because I lost the other one that you had. And I didn't get the one that had the change on it and all that. But the Nut House said, and get a fire extinguisher. You better believe it. A couple of them. So it's got to be, you got to go down the preparatory list. Holly Dale's got them, Dare to Prepare, No Such Thing as Doomsday, the Hogues. There's all kind of books. You got the military, survival training, United States Air Force or Army or the Marines. You got all kind of books that tell you the different things to buy. And then you got to also get into the pack where you're going to need vitamins and things like that or supplements. And then I cannot help but tell you that you can go to fishmoxfishflex.com or somewhere like that and see if you can pick up for your fish tank the same type of quality made by basically the same manufacturers of antibiotics for humans. They make them for fish. And they have, when you go up to like a physician's reference online or desk reference or whatever, and you look up the color and the number and the label on the pill and who made it and the milligrams and all the stuff, and lo and behold, it's the same ones made by the same manufacturers. So your fish tanks may have a need for 500 milligram amoxicillin, for fish, or ciprofloxacin or Keyflex cephalexin for fish. Fish Flex, you see, or you may need Zithromax kind of a stuff, Oh, that's like the same kind of stuff as Zithromax is kind of same like a Z-Pak, isn't it? Oh, well, okay, well, maybe that's interesting. And then you've got the ability to use that stuff for your fish, but then you also know from the MD who's on the air, he and his nurse wife, I can't think of his name right now, but anyway, where there are no doctors, he got the books and the different things. He'll tell you all about that, but you can look up online the reference for what it would be the best antibiotic if your fish had a kidney infection or a urinary infection or a upper respiratory infection if your fish did, you see? So you can get some of that. I tell you, old Frankie Keys at Purist Colloids, you can go to stevequell.com, kick on the Mezzo Silver Banner, and when you get through to him, you order some or you call him, you tell him Old Hawk sent you. And old Frankie Keys, he has the highest quality Mezzo Silver, Mezzo Gold, all kind of different mesoparticled preparations, but the meso silver is incredible. And you can get nebulizers or you can take it orally, you do whatever you want. But all I can tell you is I remember looking at, I think it was the University of Arizona, had a study, or maybe it was Arizona State back in the 70s, where they talked about quality colloidal silver was the antibiotic of choice at the turn of the century of most doctors in the United States and around the world, and then it was utilized in the modern times with a better purity and quality and all of that kind of stuff, and that they used it, and that would kill almost all bacteria, viruses, and parasites. Okay? All right. Yep. Well, anyway, so the fact of the matter is you need to get food, and you need to get all this stuff. And if you're going to be somewhere where it's normally warm, it's likely to be cold. If you're going to be somewhere is normally cold, it's likely to be warm or even double cold. So you need to prepare to camp out with no power grid and with either Red Chinese or Russians or Mexicans and Guatemalans and Hondurans and Nicaraguans and North Koreans and whoever comes across the southern border, or just all of the people who did not, that PhD or the master's degree teacher down the street, who just was a Joe Biden and a this and that and the other, and she has the Antifa logo on her front door and the black heart of the BLM on the front yard, you know, two or three of them, you know, she's got two or three, you know. And she is going to come to try to get your feed. Omar Kornke used to say, the old Miska Melissa, said, and that woman down there, that liberal teacher, she's going to come with the butter knife and about five or six of her toadies. They're going to try to jump you, kill you, and take your generator, take your food, take your firearms. Well, don't you allow them to do it. Stand in the gap against all evil. And when it comes, you defend your family, you defend your home, and you defend on behalf of the Lord Jesus, you stand in the gap against evil and await him and hold the ground till him and the archangels come, and probably old Greg Evenson will be in the background. He probably got him some white wings painted on his jump boots, and he'll probably try to jump down too on a halo jump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is now the time to steel yourselves up. This is now the time, and if you have not done it, you have not done it, you pray, and you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm going to repent of my sins here. I'm going to tell you, Lord Jesus, because the people are supposed to listen. They want to lock me up because they're in the clergy response team, or they're in the pink Panther priest team with the, you know, the mouthpiece for the Antichrist, you know, whatever it is. But you say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Will you please come into my heart to be my Savior? And if you're sincere and you've done it right and you've told him the truth, he's going to come into your heart and you're going to feel the most incredible feeling. And he's going to wash you clean. He's going to start to wash you clean. But you might be real dirty. I was. He's going to wash you clean at a little bit at a time, okay? Yeah, thank you, Eminem. Thank you, Eminem. That's right. Dr. Doomandbloom.net. Doomandbloom.net. Disaster Preparedness Survival Aid Kits. Natural Disaster Preparedness. All kind of supplies. The doomandbloom.net, and you go to their store and you can get in there, and they've got the best quality kits, a little pricey, but I'm going to tell you, if you want complete ones with the blast, all the stuff you need in a first aid kit for the whole family or the group or a unit of the field, you better get something going. Anyway, thank you for that, my brother from New York. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that if they're going to blow the economy out, and if, let's say, we don't get into it this weekend, but let's say they're just getting ready and preparing, and the sword clanging and clicking and whatever, the clashing of the swords rattling, that maybe it's going to be August, or maybe it'll be September, and they'll try to coincide the war here with the general strike. Maybe, or the strike of the, where the trains ain't going to run, and then they ain't going to distribute food. And then right now, let me just stop right now and say, Lord Jesus, if you'll go to all the places with the fires in the western United States, and in particular, if you'll go to one right away, Lord Jesus, if you go near the old Cohasset Road crowd, the old Cohasset Road, those who are your friends up there, right just about 10 or 12 miles over. Lord Jesus, if you will abate that fire, if you will bring rain into that area, if you'll bring rain in the areas where all these fires are at, Lord, if you will hold back the hand of who's got their hand on the dial and the button of the weather weapons, Lord Jesus, because I've been watching it. They've been holding off all the moisture off the northwest part of the United States, and that part of Canada is holding it off. And yet they're bringing it up from the Gulf and trying to flood up in Arizona and places like that and Texas and that kind of thing. But I will tell you that all over the world, Lord Jesus, if you will put the stop to these evil Emperor Ming types who are dialing up these X WeatherX cut machines and the atmospheric or ionospheric heaters, the harp-like devices and the satellites that the Red Chinese have and the Google balloons that are no longer Google balloons. And they, oh, the Red Chinese don't have them, but oh, they just turn them over to the Pentagon. And of course, the Pentagon with Lord Rising Red China Joe with the $1.45 billion in his son's pocket. Don't you know that, oh, they're going to come for the guns and they're going to take you out? Because, you see, they've given this country over to the Shinrazi, you see, or the Chinwa or whatever. I just can't. It's just getting to be so much horse hockey. Whatever your line of the sand is, you better get ready. You better get ready. You better toe the line. But you better have your camo on, and maybe if it's urban camo, you have to look like you're the regular guy just coming along, you know? Hiding behind the old tree or the old picket fence. Or you maybe you're just sitting there with your garbage can lid, a machete, and a ball bat. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what. I know Big Mac's out there somewhere. Old Big Mac, old Mickey Lapua, Mickey's out there about 1,300-1,400 yards. He sees you coming. He's got you in the optics, and he's sanding down his old trigger finger to make it smooth so he can just pull and then be surprised when he cracks, you know? And old Big Mac, he'll drop you, and he'll go back to eating his Big Mac. Because I'm going to tell you what. It shouldn't be joked about, but that's about the way it is, because I'm going to tell you, when they come for you, it is war, and prosecute the war and take it to them. Make, as Patton said, make the other poor SOB die for his cause or his country instead of you dying for yours. Make them do it. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. You can reach me, RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. You can email me. Don't send me all the Chinese gobbledygook and want me to click on this, because I don't got to click on it too much. Just state your business or say hi or whatever. But now, if you want to help old Hawk stay on the air and do what I got to do, and I knows I got my problems. I did prep years ago on a lot of items, but I still have to keep in the game. So if you want to help that, anything, Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, platinum, whatever it might be, or a check, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, you go to stevequayle.com and they can get you set up with high quality night vision. You can get some of the Extinction Protocol DVDs so you can learn about what the most up to date kind of predictions are from some of the top people in the field. You could also get gold or silver. Steve will send it, get it sent out to you right away. You go to 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and if they're not answering there, leave a message on the phone, tell them old Hawk sent you, and they'll call you back right away. Give them a number to call you back, and they'll call you back, and Steve's got high-quality night vision. He's got radiation detectors. He's got all kinds of stuff that you may not know or necessarily see. And then you get the books, and your children, your grandchildren will know how we came down this road. And at the same time, if you don't have a good one, I would tell you to get large print Bibles, large print. Get the large print, and then get you a bunch of the cheater glasses, the number 1.5s, the 2.0s, and some of the great big magnifying glasses, because I'm going to tell you, the way they print stuff anymore and with the smoke of the fog of war, you're going to need it, because if you're reading by the campfire light or the 120-hour candle or the Dietz lantern and you're huddled up in a tent or you're in a little cubby hole you dug out in the hillside in your foxhole or in your, what do you call it, the root cellar, you know. You're up in the treehouse. Wherever it is you might be, out on your boat or in your RV. Well, I'm going to tell you what, as long as I can stay on, I will stay on, and you listen, and we'll go through this together, because I'm going to tell you, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Don't you ever forget it, and if you have not repented and asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then you do it now. Get on your knees, get off these boards, get off all the stuff that you, you know, all the different things, and just get ready to prepare to repel all borders, whoever they're going to be. And I don't know. I mean, it could be the Red Chinese. It looks like they gave, apparently, according to Pinky Millie gave and said that we had to give the Norfolk Joint Base, you know, to the Trident, to Poseidon's Trident, to NATO, to help prevent a big power war, you know. Well, you know what we should have done? Trump tried to get you all the stuff and hardware you could get, but you guys were so into, you know, worrying about this and that and the other and about being woke, right? And stealing votes to get him out where the New World Order, where this time the London crowd and the New York crowd and the Zurich crowd and the Riyadh crowd and the Shanghai crowd and the Beijing crowd, and the Paris, and the Rome, and all the Vienna, and all the stuff. And Montreal and Toronto. Well, let me tell you what. Oh, I'm hearing now from the old caveman. It's flooding in New Hampshire now. Yeah, this is Ordo et Chao. They're going to create the chaos. You got all the Lucys in the world with their hands on the weather axe and all the stuff, jacking this up, jacking that up, and doing it all, and they're going to try to throw you into it, and they're going to take your food away, going to take your water away. You know, already, if you're living in the Klamath Valley, you got no water coming out of the tap, you got no water in the river. Well, let me tell you what. You go to the grocery store, you go to the Costco or the Wally World, wherever it is you go, and you get what you can get. And I do still recommend Chunky Soup, Progresso Soups, you know, Denny Moore. I also recommend, because I saw the other day that the good old, you know, Hawaiian special meat lasts 50 years in the can, right? Spam in a can, all right? You take that, you throw it on a fire in a skillet, you burn it, you get the good crust on it, put a little barbecue sauce on that, or a little bubba sauce or hot sauce, and you throw that in there with some eggs and a little bit of a crackers or pilot bread or a roll or something like that, or a biscuit, and I'm going to tell you that, that's a good ration. You can live on that. You can buy it on that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to call on the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. And if you want to know what a beautiful thing that he's done for you, if you go to John, let's see, let me find it here. You go to John 14:10, I believe, isn't it? Let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, right here it is, I believe. John, you go to John chapter 14, all right? John chapter 14, and if you read, say, believest thou not, 10th verse, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen, put down your stuff. Verse 12, chapter 14 of John. Verily, verily, Jesus says, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, that will I do, and the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And listen here to this, people. And I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus, you go to John 14, and you start to read it. Read it again right now. Read it to your family. Read it on your grandpa's. So I'm going to tell you, you don't want to go into this people's loose prayer night without a fight. You want to stand up, you shelter your gay bars, you load your bags. You get your food all laid out. You get your fight load laid out. You get your butt pack laid out. You get your house load with more stuff in it laid out. You got that ready to go, too. And you got your gas mask. You got your Tyvek F suit. You got the booties, and you got all the different stuff, okay? Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Urgent. The PCR tests are being withdrawn, and they're unfit to diagnose COVID. Unfit to diagnose COVID. And isn't it interesting that one of these big testing houses was just bought by Gates and Soros, okay? But this is breaking news. Somebody sent it to me. MW sent it to me. It's off the Hal Turner radio show, breaking news. Urgent PCR test to be withdrawn, quote, unquote, unfit, quote, to diagnose COVID. All right. So there you go. Who knows what the deal is? But I'm going to take my colonial silver, my mezzo silver. I'm going to take that. I'm going to take Dr. Cass Ingram's, oil oregano in the capsules. So don't go into the loose bed and not that fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family and your home. Stand against evil, ladies and gentlemen. And may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil tonight and send you out with enough to get what you need to survive. Bending arrangers, I know you're ready. And mighty men and women about her, use your high technology and strike blows as you have been doing on the certain dams. Maybe it's time for three gorges if you need to. And the track is on fire already, so you guys already been fighting. The war is already on, ladies and gentlemen. They've been burning up our west, they've been taking our water. Mickey DePoy, you stay on the old